Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, and talk to you about a thorn in the flesh. Here it is, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Paul was a man who had had some impressive spiritual experiences, so much so that it might be easy for him to become proud, to become exalted above measure, as our verse tells us. Because of this danger of pride, God allowed a thorn in Paul's flesh, something to trouble him. It seems that everyone could see the thorn in the flesh that Paul suffered from. It was no secret. The heavenly vision that he described in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 4, that was a secret until now. But everybody saw the thorn. Some among the Corinthian Christians probably thought less of Paul because of his thorn in the flesh, but they knew nothing of the amazing spiritual experience that lay behind it. What is a thorn in the flesh? When we think of a thorn, we usually think of a somewhat minor irritation. But the word Paul used for thorn here describes a tent stake, not a thumbtack. This trouble was a visible messenger of Satan to trouble Paul. In a strange way, the thorn was given, ultimately given by God, but at the same time, it was also a messenger of Satan. Paul also said that it was given to buffet me. That means that his thorn in the flesh, this messenger of Satan, punched Paul. He felt that he was beaten black and blue by this messenger of Satan. Paul punched about by the devil? Who would have thought it? The following verse tells us that Paul prayed about this thorn, pleading three times that God would take it away. Yet God, in his wisdom, allowed it to remain. When his passionate and repeated plea was not answered, it must have concerned Paul. It added another dimension to his trial. You see, this trial had a physical dimension in that it was a thorn in the flesh. It had a mental dimension in that it was a messenger of Satan. And it had a spiritual dimension in that it was an unanswered prayer. Now, lots of people want to know, what exactly was Paul's thorn in the flesh? We simply don't have enough information to say precisely. Some see it mainly as spiritual harassment. Others think it was persecution. Many people suggest that it was a physical or mental ailment. Some say this was Paul's struggle with lustful and sinful thoughts. Each one of these suggestions is possible, but God had a definite purpose in not revealing the exact nature of Paul's thorn. If we knew exactly what Paul's thorn was, then everybody who was afflicted, but not in exactly the same way, might doubt that Paul's experience and God's provision was relevant for them. God wanted everyone with any kind of thorn in the flesh to be able to put themselves in Paul's place. God's answer to Paul's thorn is revealed starting at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But that answer is relevant to your thorn, not just Paul's specific situation. Dear brother, dear sister, please know, God cares about and he provides for your trouble, and he does it all through his grace.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.